Well, one thing I'll tell you is that you know, getting followers and subscribers on YouTube is not the solution to depression. I'll tell you that right now. Because I, you know, once you deal with any amount of fame or celebrity status, people respect you. Oh, you're special. You know, that does not cure it. It only makes it more dramatic. It only makes it. It just increases the drama. And you can't get any of the alone time that's necessary for regular recovery from your normal day. You know, your day, you interact with people, you have alone time, you have time with people. There we go. One of the things that's been coming back to me again and again with people that I've been listening to is the need to help ourselves. And I mentioned that in the point, and I touched on that briefly in the podcast weekly on Monday. You know, we need to see how we can improve ourselves as the solution to the stupidity in the world around us. If you see a problem somewhere, something needs fixing, the way to solve that problem is for you to become a better person. And the reason I'm saying it is you is because that's what I'm seeing. I'm in Taiwan and I'm realizing, I'm talking with people in political parties and I'm giving them my perspective as a foreigner. And like I said before, I've gone to the State Department. Any problem I have, anything I have gone to the State Department. So I there's nothing that I had to say to someone in a political party that I haven't mailed and addressed to Taiwan's president or to a political office, a politician's office. Everything that I would discuss with anyone in a political party, I have told the government, both Taiwan and America, and they know about it and they have their chance and they pretty much go tell me to solve my own problems. Go solve your own problem. Okay. I am. And the rabbit hole goes deeper and deeper, seeing how much evil and how much corruption there is deeply embedded in Taiwan's government. Vape, for example. Here, I got my vape thing here. Here's my little vape, vapey. Now, it's the nicotine that's the illegal part in Taiwan. What they did was they declared nicotine a drug and under the jurisdiction of pharmacy laws, but then they won't let anybody have it. See, how can something that's a banned substance be a pharmaceutical? Well, we could have a lot of fun with that. But yeah, you know, are you saying that pharmaceuticals should be banned? Really what it comes down to is, I mean, there's an underground swell of vape. More and more people in Taiwan want to vape. People are learning that vape is a way to get off of smoking cigarettes. They're learning that if they do need the nicotine because they're writers or they're factory workers or whatever, they're construction workers, they need the nicotine intake for their jobs, or they want the nicotine intake for their jobs. Hold on a second. I'm going to do a mic check test here. Okay. All right. Sorry. I know that was really weird, but I'm looking at the mic volume levels and I'm asking if everything is technically working out correctly. So, excuse me, pardon me. Moving on, vape and nicotine. People in Taiwan are realizing that it doesn't have the tar and they just don't want to do that to themselves from the cigarettes. And so, and the other thing is this, taxes on cigarettes have gone so astronomical. Cigarettes that used to cost a pack, used to cost $2 before, now cost $5, and it's all taxes. And so there's this underground swell and fascination with vape. People especially want small vape things. Now that they got small vape devices, more and more people are getting onto it. And the thing is, you know, one of the things that one of the guys at local vape shops told me was that it's illegal to sell the nicotine in the vape shop. The vape you get in the vape shop all has no nicotine in it. As I understand, people go somewhere else and they get their nicotine somewhere on the black market or something like that, which is, again, a black market that Taiwan created by prohibition. I mean, if nicotine has to be a pharmaceutical and banned, then why do they allow the sale of cigarettes? You see, that's the kind of thing that just begs questions of corruption and dishonesty. And so people are getting organized and forming information discussion groups and stuff like that. And one of the things that one of the guys at the local vape shops told me was, there's been $30 billion. We're talking about a billion U.S. dollars in Taiwan's own cigarette tax that the government collected from cigarettes, but nobody knows where the money is. As I understand, last year, Taiwan collected a billion U.S. dollars in cigarette taxes, and they don't know where the billion dollars is. Now, to give you perspective, they just did a deal with Congress and the United States for a $2 billion military package to buy weapons, tanks, I don't know if helicopters are included or not. A lot of defense rockets, like anti-missile rockets, anti-aircraft rockets, fire and forget rockets. They did this $2 billion package with America's government, and China's so angry about it. $2 billion was the big special military equipment purchase buy one time in several years type of a dealio from America. We're not talking about the regular every, semi-annual biannual military budget type of thing. We're talking about like a special once in a decade, once in two decades purchase, and it was $2 billion. But they brought in $1 billion in cigarette taxes and don't know where the money went. I tell you, why is it so important for Taiwan's government to tax cigarettes if they don't know where the money's going? If the goal is to deter people from the nicotine, then why did they outlaw it? And why don't they just outlaw cigarettes if nicotine needs to be treated as a banned pharmaceutical? So the only answer, I mean, it's a sarcastic question. You could say rhetorical. Of course, I always answer rhetorical questions, and I always expect that my rhetorical questions will be answered. Never ask a rhetorical question that you're not prepared for an answer for. That's how you get yourself into big trouble, because you assume that you're going to shock other people who will be just as equally shocked as you, and they won't know what to say. And then that person responds, they outsmart you, and you lose the argument. So anyhow, if you're going to ask a question, be ready for an answer, even if it's rhetorical. But why is it necessary for Taiwan to do this? Well, the only answer is corruption. So I'm just seeing more and more things that are going on with corruption. And I'm talking to more and more groups in Taiwan, finding out how deep the corruption in Taiwan goes. And it goes back to the thing, several months ago, I was applying for residence and Taiwan misspelled my name and their rejection letters and stuff. And they just don't care. And it's probably because they're too busy doing other stuff. It's like, go away. I don't want to deal with your application for residence. I'm running some type of an illegal money laundering scheme where we tax people from cigarettes and take a bunch of money and use that for me to go buy new houses. And I have to somehow forge the paperwork so the government doesn't know where the money went. Leave me alone. I'm busy with this stuff. It's like, that's what's going on. And I've always said, God will give power to a local mafia if they help maintain the social order. But even if a non-mafia government isn't maintaining the social order and serving the good of the people, God will withdraw his hand of blessing from it and let someone else go in there and either replace them or do their job instead. And anyhow, all right. So I just, the point I'm trying to make with this is the details I've been looking at more and more and more over this past week, seeing how much dishonesty and stupidity there is in the world. And, my own situation, it's like, I was really going through a hard time with this until I realized how much they do this to everyone, how much they do this to everyone. And as I'm able to respond to it, to say, you know, most of the people in Taiwan, that's normal. We can't do anything. And for me, I'm like, how dare you? And it's like, no, the proper response is, it's normal. They do it to everyone. How dare they? You know, rather than just, it's normal. You can't change it. How dare they? It's normal. How dare they? And so I'm looking at that, and it's a lot to take in, and it's hard to not become angry and mad and carry it, internalize it and stew and fret over it and let it eat me from the inside. It's really hard when you see what evil people do to you and that it's not special. You're not as special as you'd like to think you are anyway. You're valuable beyond what you know, but you're not as unique as you'd like to believe. Gold is valuable, but it is fungible. There are, gold coins or gold coins, but it is still valuable. And they do have serial numbers, hopefully. So all right. So I digress. The thing is, when you're dealing with the problem of humanity and the evil in the world, we're left with the question of what to do. How do you step up to make a positive difference and yet at the same time not become bitter? A lot of people, the dark reason why a lot of people are pacifists is because that's the only way for them to not become angry and bitter. They were becoming angry and bitter, and then their solution was, okay, I'm just not going to help. I'm just going to run away from it. And then that's how they become not angry and bitter. But the problem still continues. As I touched on Monday, the fight between, Korea and Japan, you've got this moderate leader that's really mad. He's a mad moderate. I mean, John McCain, he came across as this moderate, but he'd get really mean to people that said anything less than wonderful about Hillary. I mean, if you said anything other than we should vote for Hillary, maybe we shouldn't vote for Hillary. Stop that. We're not going to talk that way. And it's like a lot of moderates are just mad. And moderate is how they cloak it and market it. What are we to do? So the answer it's what I said in the beginning of this podcast episode. For me, what I've been seeing this past week, the way to navigate through it is to look at this problem that just came to me or that I just stumbled upon, even if it's some idiot driving down the road, and to say, well, not all people driving down the road are idiots. Except, of course, I joke with the Taiwanese and I say, see that driver? He's stupid. They say, how do you know? I say, because he's driving in Taiwan. No one who's smart drives in Taiwan. If you're in Taiwan and you're smart, you're going to hire someone else to do the driving for you because it's crazy. And so he'd say, you're stupid. I said, that's right. I'm stupid. Do you know why? He said, well, because I'm driving in Taiwan. I joke about that. But the solution is what I said in the beginning. Ask what I can do to become an awesome person so that my awesomeness makes this problem go away. I've got to learn something, read something, accept some truth that I didn't want to accept. Learn how to spell out and explain something that I didn't know how to explain because I've got to think about it to figure out how to explain it right. Even just explaining it to myself, mostly, or only. Yeah, but somehow I've got to work or practice patience. It's the thing about, you got to be patient in order to go long enough to learn patience. By the time you've exercised the patience it takes to learn patience, you've got it. That's the whole point. Like, I've got to learn patience now. Once you're humble, once you know you're humble, you're not, it's like patience is a circle. Depression's also like, it's a cycle. It's a cyclical thing. Don't think about the color pink, that type of thing. So it's like, you've got to spiral up into being awesome. Somehow you've got to be humble without letting it go to your head that you're humble. Somehow, what can I do? Jesse, what can I do, Jesse? What, you know, what can you do? What can I do to level up somehow so that I'll just be able to maybe tell a little joke, wink and smile, pat someone on the back, say a couple true things nobody wants to hear, but they'll hear it from me with my winking and smiling and everything's okay. Or, you know, something so that I'm strong enough to lift the car off the person that it fell onto, or that I'm a nice enough guy that the engineer who designed this bridge is going to want to talk to me when I say it. Just something. How can I become better? How can I level up so that I'm up to the easy challenge then easy challenge of solving this problem? And that's really the way to deal with it. Love you. See you next week.